It's only once a year that you can experience almost complete darkness in the afternoon sky. And it's even more rare that you can listen to Johnny Cash sing about it at the same time.
And it makes a fiery ring.
This Sunday, the western United States will experience a solar eclipse. But in a special path across Northern California, the moon will be almost fully enclosed by the disk of the sun, creating a ring of fire effect.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
To learn more about the science behind the spectacle, we talked to our local expert.
Hi, this is Paul Salazar. I'm the urban astronomer.
Salazar is a member of the San Francisco Amateur Astronomers, and he keeps a regular blog, The Urban Astronomer. He spoke with KALW's Ben Trefney about where and when to see the solar eclipse in the Bay Area.
And it burns, burns, burns.
And how to view it without burning your eyes.
We get to have a very beautiful alignment of the sun, the moon, and the earth, in which the disk of the moon, as it's covering the sun, will appear fully engulfed inside the body of the sun. And so it's in a way, you've seen that we have partial eclipses. Those are more common. You know, you can get a partial eclipse. And in fact, when this happens on May 20th, there will be a partial eclipse visible from San Francisco, from really much of the United States. That will be, in our case here in the city, about a 90% eclipse, which is pretty good. So it's going to be very, very much a little thin crescent sun left behind, and most of it covered by the moon. But when you have this unusual alignment, if you travel a couple hundred miles north of here into the Shasta and Redding area, or let's say out to Reno, there you're going to see that full annular effect where the moon appears to be encircled by the sun.
So what does that photosphere of the sun look like on the outside? Because if it were really a ring of fire, then I could see flames shooting out, or maybe in an exaggeration of it. What will it really
be? Yeah, I guess maybe a ring of fire is over-marketing the event, right? Because you're not going to see the flames shooting out the side. It's just going to be an absolutely brilliant ring edge. Now, through specialized telescopes that allow you to see those little flames, if you will, what are called prominences, shooting out the side of the sun's limbs. It takes about an hour and 15 minutes for the moon from when it first touches the edge, it's called first contact, until it's all the way at its deepest part of the eclipse. So it's a wonderful thing to watch. It's a gradual process, and it has different phases to it. First touch to the middle to the last touch takes about 2.5 hours.
So this annular eclipse, the best viewing will be a bit north of the San Francisco Bay Area. Where are the very best nearby viewing sites, would you say, all things considered?
Well, if you just go up Interstate 5 or up Interstate 99, there's going to be a lot of places near Redding, near Shasta, just north of Chico will be a pretty good spot. Into the Lassen National Park will be an excellent area. And then as you move, the shadow of the moon casts down across the earth, and it moves in a southeasterly pattern in this case. So places like Reno, Nevada will be quite good. The only other factor you have to really think about is weather, because obviously you want to go somewhere where you have an extremely high likelihood of clear skies, and also you're looking straight to the west. This is going to happen late in the day. It's going to have that first contact at about 5:15 in the afternoon, and it's going to reach that peak roughly 6:30 p.m. So you've got to have a spot where you can look to the west. There aren't mountains, hills, or other sorts of natural issues to worry about, and you need crystal clear skies, ideally.
So maybe not the San Francisco Bay Area, even if you
want to. It's risky. It's risky, right, yeah.
But this is a big enough deal that you're not going to stick around here. You're going to go
heading north. That's right.
Where are you going to go?
We're going up to the Mount Shasta Resort. So we've put together, now I'm speaking on behalf of the San Francisco Amateur Astronomy Club. We've put together a road trip. We call it the Ring of Fire Road Trip, and we're all packing our bags and heading north for the day, and we're going to set up shop in the Shasta area, and it's open to the public. People can go to the San Francisco Amateur Astronomers website and sign up online. No cost. You just show up, take part. There'll be some speakers giving talks in advance. We'll have many telescopes out there, and it'll be a chance to be with the crowd. And I've been to several eclipses. I've found it to be much more fun when you're with a big group. But I do want to spend a moment and talk about safety. A solar eclipse is a dangerous thing if you aren't prepared for it. And you really do have to take a moment and prepare by purchasing or somehow acquiring a safe solar filter. And that's not just a bunch of sunglasses stacked together or old film or something like that. Those are not safe. You have to get something which is really designed for staring directly at the sun. And you can buy those. There's a great shop in San Francisco called Scope City. There's a guy named Sam that I know very well. He runs the place, and he's got hundreds of pairs of these glasses available, and they're cheap. We're talking $2 or $3 for a pair of cardboard glasses that are going to be safe to stare at the sun. But it's worth the time and effort now to equip yourself so when the big day comes, you can enjoy it.
That's Paul Salazar. He's the urban astronomer. Cardboard glasses. So how does
that
work?
Well, cardboard, you know, not quite like what they used to have in 3D movies. You know, just a little thing, disposable glasses.
Oh, and it has just
and
a
it
film.
Has the Mylar piece in the middle that's been properly equipped to cut down the brightness of the sun to a safe viewing level.
Is it possible to make one of those yourself?
Again, I would be very suspect with the glass part's the most important thing, or the Mylar sheet. For example, you can use welder's glass, but you have to get what's called a shade 14. It's what arc welders use. Arc welding apparently is as bright as the sun.
So you could put on one of those welder's masks.
You absolutely could, and you'd be totally safe then. You wouldn't even get a sunburn. That's the best way to see it.
Could just wear one of those all over the place.
Every day. It'd be kind of a novel thing here in the city. But seriously, you really do have to think about that, prepare for it. There's some good online resources. You can order them online right now. As the day of the eclipse draws near, it might be harder to get them delivered on time.
So but regular sunglasses are not sufficient.
Definitely not. No. I mean, what happens is the sun, of course, besides the extreme intensity of brightness, is also sending infrared rays. And if those are not properly filtered, then those warm the inside of your eye. And it really does give you permanent damage. It's an extremely serious thing. So when you do see an eclipse, as beautiful as it is, you have to do it under the right circumstances with the right equipment.
What do you think it is that it does to the human soul to see a celestial event like this happen? It's
such a broad range. There's an entirely separate group that's going to be meeting at the Mount Shasta Resort in parallel with all of us amateur astronomy geeks. And they are there purely for the spiritual experience of being in the shadow of the moon. And I'm interested to hear what they have to say about it as much as for them to come out and share with us what we have to say about it. When we're all there together, kind of two groups colliding in the same cosmic spot for a good reason, because we're all there to see this thing happen in the sky that, you know, preordains that if you stand in the right spot on May 20th, the shadow of the moon will pass over you. And I think it's a profoundly moving experience.